Apollo 15 Houston, over.
Houston 15, go.
Roger, two questions. One, we notice you have AC roll jet selected. I guess we aren't sure whether you have AC roll jet selected in the DAP. We aren't sure whether you have AC or BD selected on the panel.
Okay, I'll check them over there.
Okay, and could we pry out of you guys any comments on the moon as you leave?
Well, we're almost speechless looking at this thing. It's amazing. Looks like we're going straight up, and we're leaving. There's no doubt about that. And we're right on the Terminator. It shows very distinctly all the topography, all the topographic highs and lows, and we can see some major rills, and we noticed one large lava filling within a depression with domes, very prominent within the lava fill. All right, just really pretty spectacular. We have one crater almost below us that has a flat floor with radial rills and circumferential rills extending from the central peaks. And I think we saw that as we flew over.
Roger, copy. Sounds beautiful.
It's really spectacular. The elevation and the topography on the ridgeline is quite clear. And of course, all the features near the Terminator stand out quite well because of the shadows. And we're busily taking pictures, so maybe we can bring some of it back for you to see.
Be looking for it in 3 or 4 days.
Roger, it's really spectacular, though, and there's no question that we're leaving. As a matter of fact, the first glimpse we got was quite obvious that we're on the way.
That's a pretty good view after all those days of going round and round, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, boy. Looks like you're going straight out, Dick.
Yep, reminiscing for me. Thank you.
Although I'll tell you, we never got to see half of what we passed over, I'm sure. There's just so much up there.
Well, I'll tell you, Dave, I'm not so sure you guys didn't get at least your share, maybe a little more. Spectacular.
That was Dick Gordon reminiscing with Dave Scott there. Gordon was backup commander for Apollo 15 and also was...
Our orbital geologist up here just figured out which way we were. And I guess we were sort of momentarily disoriented there because south is up and we're looking right up and down the Terminator. So I guess we're upside down looking at new territory that we haven't seen during the flight. Jim just said, gee, maybe I'll look out my window, and by golly, out his window, he's looking up. He's looking up to the north. As a matter of fact, that window number five now, you can get a full half moon view. and you can see it all in one big gulp, and boy, what a gulp.
Endeavour's 1,300 miles from the moon now.
We'll look at Tycho before too long.
That's a good point. We can't see it yet.
Yes, 15. Go ahead, 15.
Okay, Bob, I'm looking from Humboldt straight south now, and in fact you can draw a line between Humboldt and in a great ditch or scarp to the south, and there's quite a change in the light level or the intensity of the albedo. Between those two areas, and it looks like there's some fairly smooth, fresh lava flows throughout that area. And in fact, we noticed that while we were in orbit also, that in some of those areas around Humboldt there, to the north of Humboldt and to the east of Humboldt, that the flows in some of the craters there, and they're quite distinct flows. You can see where they've lapped up against the sides, and you can also see where they've come, where they've spilled down over the sides, sort of reminiscent of the Coastal Hills flow. We looked at these flows and realized that they looked fresh, and yet they had a lot more, the crater count was a lot higher on them than it was on the surrounding terrain. And this flow that we're kind of looking at now looks, it's a very large area, and it looks like it's just filled, seeped into some craters down there, some of the larger craters. It looks much fresher in color. It doesn't look like it's been worked up as much. The craters, the tip, the lava flow are much sharper than they are, say, further to the east. But the count seems to be much higher. The crater count seems to be much higher, even here.
Copy, Al. Very interesting.